It's Rugged and Tricky Broadcast today. This is Rusty's Yard. The present and the future is what I'm looking at right now. This is the Into the Minds of Madmen, how the FBI's Behavioral Science Unit revolutionized crime fighting. My question is whether there's an understanding of the programmed assassins, the dark spirits empowering gun sacrifices in America. Rugged and Tricky Broadcast Day, we're going to touch on that. Also, the obstacles of getting young victims, their victims, out of the underworld. Understand the slaughter, the cannibalism, and what he did. they did not even bring forward the satanic altar built out of human bibles, or the power cone built out of human skulls. So they didn't understand, and they did not really acknowledge publicly that Jeffrey Dahmer was SRO, had sub-personalities. And then in the investigation of that, engaging the personalities, who do you talk to? Who do you engage? Who do you interrogate? Who gives you information? And then, who did this to you? You can't be SRO deactivated. You can't be out there having subparts and arrays in blood and guts and rituals and sexual abuse and mind control and demons and blackened consciences. You can't have someone like that unless somebody did that to you. There may crimes, I believe, are done by your SRAs who no longer have handlers. They're trying to handle it themselves, but they lose time, they don't know. There are those that don't even know they're SRA yet, but they know they lose time. They don't know where they were. They have blood on their hands, they got blood on their clothes, they got mud on their cars. They've been somewhere, they're digging something up, they're out there doing something, they've been abducting somebody, they've got tools they've never seen before, they're missing time. What did they do during that missing time? So, the issue is, those that are out there doing missing time don't know it. What about those who have sub-personalities to kill, to hunt down and kill? You know, the underworld calls them the wolves, assassins. And the handlers that murder for hire, give money, call them up, give them the assignment, and then they do their job. Now, they may end up in jail somewhere. They may be in prisons right now. I wonder how many DID men primarily, and maybe some women, are in federal prisons and or other ones, or in federal psych prisons and or other ones, or are just simply out there doing what they do. Now, I brought to your attention before, I'll put it out in the preempter, the newsletter we do daily. If you don't get the preempter, I want to be able to send that to you every single day, give you a heads up. Got a major heads up to give you tomorrow on Friday. Let me just say again, welcome to the Ragged Edge Radio Podcast. This is Russ Dizdar, main website behind all this, shatterthedarkness.net. Don't forget to look at 10millionfierce.com, join up. We're going to have like 5-minute little training audios on there, how to join in the prayer side of it, how to begin to get into training, and then go from there. Now, www.siiucrimes.com. There are many of you that are signing up in the area of application. Take your lives there, training there, local training, and also live stream training. All that's going to be free, though. We're going to offer it all free. We just want to see you know what's needed in the world that we're living in right now. But literally on a global scale, the millions of damaged and hurt and abused and beaten and they don't know where to go. They need healing. They need help. And they need washed and cleansed, shame and guilt and all kinds of other things. They need help. The sexually abused today, think in terms of the numbers of children, the numbers of individuals. Unbelievable. Think in terms of the numbers of predator sexual rapists. And that is, I believe, off the charts. But I'm also going to say that I believe that some of this, not much, but some of this may be directly due to the millions of unhelped, unhealed, and in some cases, they don't even know that they are SRA-DID. That they have sub-personalities, they're amnesia, they don't know, they're missing time. Some of them don't even know they're missing time. Is it possible for someone to be working somewhere in the library, at the McDonald's, at the store, in the military, a police officer? Is it possible for them to be doing their job, but then somewhere they switch and the main person doesn't know? They just kind of go to sleep. The other part of them gets up and to her ritual, hunts down somebody, gets a little 3-year-old boy, and takes him to the group and sacrifices him and burns him. And then parts of those on the inside dangle the shoes of the little boy before those who are trying to help him. Dangle the shoes as if in arrogance to say he got him anyway. What happens in all these kind of cases? So one of the cases, and if you go to www.siiuchronicles.com, if you go to that site, you're going to see a little poster. Scroll down, it's a picture of the billboard. It's now taken down, Route 62, going towards Alliance, Ohio. Sarah Bain, Kathy Menendez, and this was the case that we were drawn into back in 1984. Sarah Bain was killed in July, Kathy Menendez in August. One was related to demon rebels in July, the other was related to satanic rebels in August. Both were slaughtered by an individual that we turned information on.
Take your ass, friend. Both
taken out, they were probably tricked, because the individual that did this could be very charming, look similar to Jeffrey Dahmer, could look somewhat handsome to these girls, could and offer them drugs, and offer them pot, offer them partying, offer them drinking, get them out a little bit, bring them out, and then as they're brought out like a snake does, because inside the predator, inside the one that knows what's going to go on, inside there's a motivation. Now, the law enforcement agencies that I've dealt with and I've talked to, even the federal agent that is now in charge of this, made it very clear to bring in the satanic side, the motivation is bizarre. Why do I think that? Well, because I know the person who did it. Because we've engaged in trying to kill one of our staff members. In a physical battle, we explained that to law enforcement. We explained it to a number of detectives and others concerning it. The individual's still out there, by the way. And here's what I would say: I know very well that if nobody stops and nobody does anything, like Jeffrey Dahmer, like Ted Bundy, like John Wayne Gacy, like others, regardless what else is inside and the motivating factors, he would do it again. Most likely has. Sarah Bain, 13, Rochester, Pennsylvania, was gone missing. Her 13-year-old, almost 14-year-old body, bones were found by hunters off Utah Road in the Deerfield Circle area. And she had been originally, if everything is true about it, she had been there would have been multiple stab wounds, and there would have been sexual violence, there would have been torture involved, bloodletting involved, and eventually a violent killing. So that the predator, by motivation, by what they want, by what they wanted to obtain, was, whether anybody believes it or not, the drawing in of the demons in that ritualistic killing, and then the slaughter of the individual, some call it the third power. When they're killed, when the demons are all there, then the predator, then the killer, then the individual doing what they're doing draws in all the demons in the blood. And that is considered purifying their blood to synchronize, to charge, to have only dark power in their system. Purify the blood. Individual called in right after he slaughtered Kathy Menendez, taken out of Alliance, taken to Houston Road, same location. You know where the green gas, that little box, that little building that had two red bloody handprints that said sacrifice on it, yet the sign said too much time. I don't know if it was brought out anywhere in the news, but Kathy Menendez had been stabbed over the road. All the other stuff occurred also there, and then she was killed on satanic rebels in the context of that satanic rebels ritual of the and dark side philosophies they embrace, but the demons that permeate them. How do you do that? How do you get to that? How do you stop that? That'd be another picture. So if you want to see the billboards put up by the FBI seeking information, but you don't get it. Science unit or in the training division after Waco Ruby Ridge, based on some directives from the Attorney General Jake Reno, the behavioral branch that supported the operations of those two major events was transferred to CIRG, the Critical Incident Response Group. Now, the Critical Incident Response Group CIRG has reconfigured itself on several occasions since its creation. Initially, there was two separate profiling units. One was a general profiling unit, and the second one was a child abductor serial killer unit. Those units have been reunited. There is a central focus on and direction within the CIRG that channels all cases being profiled, as well as other resources for law enforcement in addressing violent crime. The new entity has reclaimed the title of National Center for Analysis of Violent Crime. National Center for Analysis of Violent Crime. Let me stop for a moment as I'm reading out of this, quoting out of this chapter 13. I sit back after years and years and years, and again, you gotta understand the hours and hours and hours of engaging sub-personalities, some of which come up to talk. I told you about a man that came to Pennsylvania. He had a sub-personality named Heinrich. Two of us, at one time, two of us listened to Heinrich, the Nazi, Heinrich, the personality that would talk as if he was aroused and joyfully, gleefully telling us about the cutting into and the engaging of the guts and the blood and just reveling in all of that as if he could not wait to dig into that. To see it. To feel it. President of the future, Bob Schaefer, has retired and relocated to Richmond, Virginia, and is doing consulting and presentations, particularly in the area of stress management and dealing with Alzheimer's. Jim Horn has retired to Oklahoma and is currently consulting and conducting training and focusing his energies and his attention on helping others. He goes on to talk about those who were once there. The behavioral science unit is coordinating the internship program. I'm reading the backgrounds of all this. Now, I'm going to go back to this. This is very important because we're going to get to somebody. It's very important in the discussion. Quote again, the critical incident program, peer support, and the chaplain's program are no longer part of the training division. These programs were transferred to the FBI's employee assistance program, which is coordinated from all over the FBI. These programs provide credibility and additional resources and illustrate the evolution of the good programs that developed initially in the BSU, the Behavioral Science Unit, and have since been reassigned, but still have great credibility with the FBI. All the operational entities of the BSU have since been transferred to other divisions, particularly the personnel division, which received the recognized support programs of the behavioral science unit. the world using his research at Quantico and the Behavioral Science Unit as the basis of his training. Roy's work on autoerotic fatalities and rape has been published in two textbooks that are landmark publications and remain resources for law enforcement. Here, I'm quoting from Into the Minds of Madness. Quote, Ken Lambert, the FBI law enforcement expert on child abuse and pedophiles, served in the CIRG and continued to provide his expert attention in the investigations regarding child abduction, child molestation, as well as the profiling of those unique cases. Ken's three-legged stool analogy remains very appropriate. The search, interviews of the offenders, and delivering the information developed through the interviews and the search to law enforcement audiences, particularly the FBI National Center, can in time be more controlled. Now, if they're not telling me, it's Ken that decided. This is the Ken that, they're, well, basically saying there was really no SRA. That there was really, it's amazing to me that anybody, anywhere within the system of law enforcement has not taken and human sacrifice for children. Now, I've never been an SRA that also would have hunter-trained personalities. That's all they do. In Meadville, I tell you about the individual that caught me in the face twice. As I'm talking to a 6'6" tall woman sitting on the couch engaging them because they want to know whether they can have their children back because the psychologist from Youngstown said that they were all injured. Well, I asked the question, is there anybody else in there? Referring to their very their body suffers in So as we sat down, and this was videotaped, I began to talk to a young personality that came up. Just a young personality, all chicken, whatever else. I'm like, you gotta understand something. I've got a 6'6" tall woman, basically. A very tall woman, big woman, standing over me. I'm sitting on a low couch. As I'm talking to a sub-male personality, whose only job was to use a cattle prod, training and teaching children how to be sex acts on adults correctly. When they didn't do it correctly, they got shot over and over again. When I found the name in the counselor's materials, I said, I want to talk to this particular personality. It started the word dog, so dog personality. So this young personality male said, no, you don't want to talk to that one. I said, yes, I do. I want to talk to that one. So I said, they said, no, you don't. I said, yes, I do. They switched instantly to the dark personality, who immediately clocked me in the face. And before I could even turn my face back towards the person, I was clocked the second time. And as they attempted the third time, then I stood up. Insignificant human to even begin to discuss or talk with them. They are part of this dark underworld. They are part of the dark brotherhood. They are part of the, they are high, involved in all the human sacrifices, and they're part of the summoning and all the rest of that. How is it? Can I stop for a moment? Because let me ask you a question tonight as I'm speaking all of this out. Is there a reason you're listening? Is there, because I can talk about political Democrats and Republicans and COVID, we hear that nonstop. I can talk about all the stuff that's going on like that. But I want you to hear about the underworld, the things that are going on that I believe not even the Federal Bureau of Investigations, BSU, and those experts have actually got into correctly. The motivations and the rest. Once again, I'm going to say in the last 40 years or so, there's been over 500 million blood rituals globally by the underworld of the order, the Black Flame, the ancient brotherhood, the real Luciferians. As soon as you say that to some, they roll their eyes. And by doing so, they don't gain the information, they don't gain the insight of a very, very sophisticated, very, very dark, part of humanity. There are SRAs that are in psych wards. There are SRAs that are in jail. There are SRAs homeless on the streets. There are SRAs lurking. There are SRAs whose subparts are hunting children that are hunting others. There are those that are active in the covens, and they go to the coven meetings, and they do what they do, and they come back home, they wake up in the morning, they get in their cars, and they go to work as if nothing occurred. Knows about this. Biblically, the terrors, biblically, the mystery of iniquity is already at work. And you've heard me in these, I don't know, we're up to 50 now audios. This is part 40C. Part 40C. This series on the Ragged Edge that we're doing right at the gates of Hades. Part 40C. Over 100 million, and more likely 170 million by now that I mentioned this, groping deep darkness. Half of them are amnesiac and completely compliant and being used and triggered and prepared and are, they have been embedded where they need to be for the sake of the future. Scripture speaks, I believe, in the context of the whole of the world, but also of them. So to those that are listening, God says, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. What is it talking about? Well, go read Revelation 16. Go read Revelation 19:19. Now again, secular world and secular intel and secular that side, they're not going to understand any of this. Though it's so vast, so big. Though there are those that scratch their heads and wonder. We're talking about God unveiling this in the end of days. We talked about, and you can go to shatterthedarkness.net. You can download the live PDF notes for the Ragged Edge. Today, if you go there, you can get that. There's over, I think, over 100 pages now. We're going to continue to add to this, I think, in the next week or so. Page 98 at the bottom, there are tens of millions. I'm not going to go over this. I'm just simply wanting you to remember, because they're out of sight. And many times when they're completely out of sight, they're out of mind. There are those that choose not to know. Paul says in the Bible that we are not ignorant of the devil's schemes. When you read that in the scripture, that we are not ignorant, the Greek word for ignorant, that we are not, that little word phrase used right there is definitive in the biblical Greek this way. We do not willfully choose to ignore the reality of and the actions of the schemes and methods of the devil. No, the devil himself. So I think any leaders that have ignored the devil, ignored spiritual warfare, are not only defeated already themselves, they can't speak the power of God. They can't speak the victories that can be there. They can't train powerful, powerful servants of God in helping some of the most enslaved and damaged individuals in all of history. Did you know that inside some of these personalities, did you know that in some of these personalities, some of these SRAs that are active, there are German-speaking personalities that would come off and speak in German if you could understand. But if they have to translate, they don't like it, but they will tell you in English how much they love the camps, how much the camps were glorious, how much getting rid of the Jews, the Juden, getting rid of the Jews and the rest was a good thing, and the slaughter of the lessers, and the rise of an elite system. You'll listen to them speak. I don't know if some of the counselors have done this or not. But I'm telling you that there are millions in the first generation from 1948 on that are now 60s and 70s that have within them fluent speaking, not just one, but maybe many other Nazi-oriented who glory in the concept of a coming order of a Führer and of the blood and the guts, and they argue for the rights of and the glory of the slaughter of the lessers. What do you do when you listen to that? What do you do when you see the pictures? What do you do when you hear the explanations? What do you do when you're actually dealing with what the book researchers have written about, Monarch and MK Ultra and all of these things? So on page 99 of the notes, I put down created, mutated, enslaved. I'm going to say again, for the sake of the BSU and those who would have a mind for that. I do. I would like to engage. I would like to read. I'll read anything. I'll study anything. But, you know, in the context of profiling, there is also the context of knowing motivations. Not just sexual sickness. Not just because of a overdone mother and an absent father. Not just because of prior sexual abuses. But those trained, those used to it, those who have seen it, those who love it, those who are doing it for the sake of acquiring demons, those who are doing it because they're part of a larger scheme of things. So once anyone in the BSU, the federal profilers, take that off the table of their understanding, they're going to continue to question. limit supply. Those created, mutated, enslaved, satanic ritual abuse, you can use the terms multiple personalities, G.H. Esterbrooks, hired by U.S. military, you know, the globally supposed renowned psychologist. 1947, the book Hypnotism. The newest ones put out eliminate some of his information, but if you've got the original content, back in 1947, he discusses multiple personalities. He discusses programming. He discusses training the program parts, subparts of the soldier to be an assassin, to be an infiltrator, to be a spy, to be a sower of disinformation. He discusses the fact in 1947 that we in the U.S. military need to place these kind of super soldiers in every department of U.S. military so that we have a hidden fifth column of super soldiers that we can call up in time of need in the future. Is this the future? Is this the time? And if you think in terms of the ability and successes of this in 1947, just move forward 75 years. He's talking about first generation. Somewhere between late 50s and up to 74. 75. Millions. Worldwide. There are others on the secular side. There are others like Colin Ross, who wrote the book Project Bluebird, subtitled The Purposeful Creation of Subpersonalities. Though he accumulated a lot of information about CIA doctors and all the programs and all the rest of that, Harvard and Yale and Stanford and all the places that bought into this, the science didn't do it. It's clear that he believes there is an organized and now global some kind of conspiracy. But if you don't know the dark side, if you don't know the origins, you don't know why they're here, why? Listen, every single psych ward in America, just about every single one we've ever engaged and called and talked to and researched since early 80s. And now, over, what do you want to say, over 40-some years, what do you do? Well, when the insurance runs out, you send them out. How do you help? Did you dig down far? What about the ones in prison when they get out? Did you deal with the subpart that actually did the rape, the murder, the killing, the ritual? And they're probably going to begin to probably find the cause, probably find their demons. The creative museum is in. I've never seen any of them break out of this without Jesus. Because none of them were created and made and forged and developed without being opposed to Jesus, opposed to God, and entrenched in a dark, global, real conspiracy. I want to lock down Psalm 2000. I know I'm saying this again because I want you to understand the agenda overall. You'll understand then the darkest underground is developing and growing and moving. And you go up the stairs to the first four that were dealing with Democrats, Republicans, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all the battles in the Capitol and the abortion issues, the COVID issues, the vaccination and non-vaccination, and what China's going to do, and what North Korea's going to do, and what's happening in the Middle East and Afghanistan and the Taliban and the Democrats pushing the drug issue to become legalized. Legalize marijuana. Legalize the mushrooms is next. What are the psych world going to do? They're already entertaining decriminalizing, de-dark, de-evilizing pedophiles. And the necrophiliacs are right behind saying, we're not evil. We're not bad. This is a sacred right. We want our civil rights. So that's the world you're not living. That's the world you and your children are growing up. That's the world in which you've got to look on the maps that you can get on the computer concerning the area in which you live, and just look up sexual predators and see all the little dots all over the neighborhood and the city that you're living in. Hundreds of them. Where do they all come from? Is any of them SRAs? Did anybody know how to counsel them? Did a criminal site worker know how to, eventually say they're okay, they're ready to go back out to the public? So, let me drop down page 99, obstacles to getting them out. Now here's the obstacles. I want to say number one, please understand when I say this, here's what I mean. Ignorance, the idea of a lack of information. If you understand the drug lords and the mafia, if you understand human traffickers, and even terrorists, organized terrorists, they have to operate in stealth. They have to operate in, below the surface. They got to operate. They don't want to get caught. Groups that we're engaged with right now, where there's been deaths in a woman and a child and other, where there's other stuff, they don't want to get caught. So the higher the up the ladder of the echelon of the elite you go, they're not going to be the ones doing things. They're going to use the programmed SRAs. They're going to use the ones down at the bottom of their little stream to do all the dirty work. It's not going to be so much the mafia dog that does the shooting and killing. They're going to get they're going to get the guys to go out and do it. So if you can understand for a moment the mafia, if you understand for a moment the drug lords, you understand the drug lords, the cartels have killed tens of thousands. In the drug lord wars in Mexico, tens of thousands, and the drug lord, there's so many of them connected to the scene of death. Dark rituals, blood rituals, dark powers, they count on them. I don't know if that's part of the equation. And even if it is, it's like, well, what does it matter? They've got to go down one way or the other, right? Well, yes, they do. They got to go down. They've got to go down one way or the other. They've got to be dealt with. That's true of anybody that's like murder for hire among the mafia and or even gangs and Collins. Did you know that in Collins, upper echelon, eyes wide shut type of wealthy elite leaders simply throw the money out that they've made off their commodities, their servants? They would see as the lesser, the SRAs, the controllable ones. Go out and kill. Go out and do this. Here's your son. Go out and get a child. Bring a child to us. Go bury the remains. Go clean up the area. Go anything and everything not to get the elitists caught. Obstacles to getting out. In the overall, listen, totalism, the idea of a total individual. Do you understand that their life was taken before they were conceived? In the world of SRA, in the world of the Godman, in the world of the chosen ones, it's all by spiritual guidance, dark side spiritual guidance. If you don't understand that or don't want to understand that, you may never understand the possible horrific and massive and major crimes that SRAs and their sub-personalities have done. You will never understand in biblical prophecy the Red Horse event when hundreds of millions may die within weeks, as there is going to be a release of the slaughterers, the killers, in the near future. But of course, how do you put that in the BSU? How do you put that in the world of the mind of the profile? How do you take a look at that when you're dealing with just SRAs that have showed up at psych wards and counseling centers and other places, and they're just an upper level of them wanting help? But who's going to believe them? Who's going to believe them about anything? So you've got to understand SRA by the millions and millions worldwide, whether you're in Germany or in these Scandinavian countries, our friends in Scotland and London, Australia and New Zealand and Canada and all over, all over the place. Now we have Russians interacting with them. From the very beginning, this is a dark side intent. So if you don't understand the spiritual motivation, Satan's M.O., again, the secular world, those Some don't want to hear about it, and so you're never going to understand it in the context of crime. Or in the larger events. Many don't even understand Antifa. My quest concerning Antifa is to get in and engage some of them to see whether or not they are third and or fourth generation SRA. Holism is the concept of those, not just of the environmental of their family, everything about the design behind the scenes, even the sexual act, even the spiritually charged sexual act of copulation, to be able to produce and breed a satanic chosen one. And so the ritual's done in the context of the womb, the ritual's done at the moment of conception or somewhere around there to alter, to demonize, to transmute, in their view, to help create a higher being. An augmented human, something superior, a God-man. And if you don't like that, then you don't like the history of the Germans and what they were doing. Dark sub-personalities today tell me they will make Hitler's SS troops look like crap. The brutality, the bloodshed, and things they will be. The joy of it, the reveling of it, the accomplishment of it, the victory of it, the glories of it going to the darkness side. How do you put that in the context of a behavioral science unit? We do it in the SIU. And by God's grace, maybe the SIU, maybe it's time to say, you know, 10 million fears to go, eventually thousands involved in the prayer cider, thousands eventually getting the introductory training that ultimately boots on the ground. Who's going to deal with all these ones that have been wanting out? They don't even know where to go. I've got right now at least 20. I've given off to some of the team members. I can't get to all of them. We're going to be offline for a week or so. We're going to be on the field. Can I tell you something? Let me just throw some things out for those who are our deep, great, awesome friends that pray, that pour into intercession, that have even brought enormous help to us lately. We're going to be seeing about digging up a body of a boy. We're going to see about pulling a woman out of the swamp. We're going to see about engaging in police. We believe by God's hand that maybe from 20 to 30 years ago, bones may be found connected to it. And now that I've said this, those that think it's their area, they're going to scurry around and do what they do. Murder for hire, assassination, get rid of, summon demons, send demons, spiritual warfare. So you can understand why I'm saying here in the Right Edge Radio broadcast, not just doing these programs, it's not just a talk show. God is not here to be saved and healed and delivered, to get Christians out of the field of human history in the end of days. And it means this means enough. It means nothing. If John 3:16 and 3:17 mean nothing to you, then I guess what I'm saying is just a curiosity. Just another book to be read, another podcast to be listened to, another thing to be done. Go on to the next, click to the next channel, take a selfie, and go on in life in eternity. But I will say that in this group, barring those that recall this show to see what we're saying, how much, what we know, I believe that overwhelming joy. There are so many of you that are victims, and I'm telling you that as I broadcast here live today, I'm telling you that I believe that Jesus can stretch out his hand wherever you are. I don't care if you're in New Zealand right this moment, if you're way up there in Ottawa, if you're clear over there in Dusseldorf, or if you're in Moscow. I believe that the God Almighty of heaven and earth, the Lord Jesus, we ask him to stretch out his hand before this broadcast. We ask him to identify the listeners and touch them and help them and heal them and save them. If you listen to this without being saved, I don't know how you can go on at times. I'm trying to tell you. You can nix me if you want to. But if you nix the Lord Jesus, if you nix the Savior who loves you, who died for you, who shed his blood for you, who rose for you, he conquered death and hell and wants you. And he called you to come. So for those that are in the backdrop listening and you're scratching your head wondering why, at least look up the Gospel of John, read the first seven chapters. It has everything to do about who you are, who God is, your life right now, and your destiny. It does. That's why I'm here. But I'm going to tell you right now, there's obstacles, because inside of the SRA, the mind, the will, listen, the human personality, the psyche, the human personality, I'm a singular, matter of fact, chosen one, is it called us, singletons. In the derogatory, we're just simply singletons. And we don't have multiple personalities, personalities that can fight, personalities that can summon demons, personalities that can kill, personalities that can pull a blade and you can fight, personalities you can, you know, there's multiple, it's almost like having a gang on the inside, Many highly trained, there are those on the militaristic side, Monarch, MKUltra, all of that worldwide, there are those that are breeders only, but nevertheless the same. They're from the very beginning, demonization from the very beginning, mind control from the very beginning, the splitting of the personality into many, many other parts so as to take away the ability of unilateral choice, will. They've been subjugated, they've been conditioned, they've tasted blood, they've felt deep, they've been through sex rituals again and again by the time that they are 13 years old. At least 500 rituals they've been through, altering their lives. The dark side's intent is to alter them to the point of hybridism, to the point of augmentation, simply with the product being a controllable, usable commodity, a satanic superstar. He's here now and then. Well, you take a look at it. If you do a little study of Revelation 16 and see where the demons went and where they came from and why, and then Revelation 19:19, you're going to begin to connect the prophetic intel that God has given and the actual history we are heading towards. Most SRAs have to deal with obviously all the splitting, all the other parts. Parts of them that are loyal to the dark side, parts that are demonized, parts that are programmable. You know, if they switch, they may stab them. If they switch, they may... Or they're reconning you and taking information back to the coven so that the coven can summon demon powers and target you and send them. They have parts inside that can astral project, not just to view, but to engage, to influence, to touch, to bring virtual damage to you. What do you know about spiritual warfare? What do you know about the blood of Lamb? What do you know about authority? What do you know about humanism? What do you know about clearing the air? Have you read? Listen, I've written a book called, it's a training for years and years, just something called Expelling Darkness. You gotta learn. You gotta understand. Listen, if you're going to engage and be called out by God, and if you've got a heart for this, as many of you written me and told me, you got to become powerful. You got to become very powerful, very filled with Jesus, a great compassion, a great, you know, sense of mercy. You got to have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, self-control, power. You got to have discernment. You got to have charismatic giftings like discerning spirits and or word of knowledge. You got to know healing power goes out to heal on the inside as well as the outside. You gotta know your authority to cast demons out. You gotta spend time engaging. It took years and years and years of them splitting and just ripping these individuals, depowering them completely, and reforging them into a mutation, a satanic commodity. Obstacles? There are obstacles.
The COVID might come after you. Are you brave enough? Are you really here to serve Jesus? Is it really take up the cross, deny self? We pray that God breaks the spirit of fear. We pray that you will stand up. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear. I choose and I will not fear anything, because God Almighty. So we say to the predators, we're coming for you. And by the grace of God, we're going to raise up hundreds and thousands. And our target is 10 million fierce that can just chase down the giants and see darkness come down. And to see radical, unrepented, arrogant evil come down, whatever it takes. And a proclamation. It's kind of like in the book of Daniel or in the book of Nehemiah, rather. Remember, you read chapter 4, you need this. Pastors, you need the leadership of Nehemiah principle in chapter 4 of Nehemiah. You need to understand a sword in one hand, but a brick in another. What does that mean? The ability to do the warfare and fighting, but also laying the bricks, the healing, the saving. You know all this. You know all of this collectively. It's important. It really is. Now, as we do this today, I didn't expect again to go this far on part. Just on part 4. But in the context of the information that we're trying to get out, and I thank God that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of you downloading this. Ship it out, get it out, give it out. I want to give everything we can out there. And the Spirit of God will help you. The Spirit of God will give you insight. I pray that God will come. And do you realize that every promise is yes in Christ for us as believers? All of us there. I'm up against the back of into the hour. Radio Trinity broadcast. This is Russ Drewsdale. Keep us in your prayers this weekend. Massive prayers, warfare prayers. I'll tell you more about it. Keep us in support. Invest in the work. I'm saying that it leads right to the boots of the ground of what's going on, let alone speaking to the tens of thousands upon thousands in 170 nations like today. Love you for that. Thank you for that. This is Russ Dizdar, and truly, in the sight of this God that I love that loves me, I love you. Good night.
your turn.